But are you a big Democratic National Committee supporter?
No. Yeah, but I do own Democrats on Twitter.
I know you do. I own Democrats. They should have invited you. They should be buttering
you
up.
Well, you want to know. The Democrats called me. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be confidential.
When you, just to be, you own at Democrats.
I own at Democrats.
Twitter.com/Democrats.
Lowercase d, which is like for people who are Democratic.
Right.
And so they call me and they say, listen, it's not going to be called the, this is a big news story. I'm not, you know, they said it's not going to be called the DNC anymore. We're going to do a whole branding campaign next year and it's going to be Democrats. Can we have the domain, the handle?
Right.
And I said, well, what type of arrangement would you like to make for it? They said, well, when you give us the handle, we'll retweet it and a thank you to you. I said, I have 100,000 people. What is that going to do for me? I said, well, what can you do for me? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, money, access, you know, like, do I get a table at the correspondence dinner or a ticket? What do I get? You know, like, I told him, I said, I have a specific use for this. I want to cover the Democrats.
Did you get to hang out with Obama and Steve
Jobs?
Yes,
so, I mean, come up with an offer. I mean, I was like, they're like, oh, well, you don't want to, we know you're a registered Democrat, you know, you don't want to just help us. I was like, no. We just want to help you. I mean, what is this?
You know, they got a lot on their plate. They're taking on a lot.
I know, but wouldn't you come with a more bona fide offer? Like, say, hey, have you ever been?
It's politicians that they get stuff for free. That's
here's what
job.
I do. Here's
That's what
I would
do.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? When I go play poker with celebrities and they lose their money, I don't give it back to them. Okay? No special treatment because you're a celebrity or you're a politician. Listen, if they want that domain name, if they want that handle, what they should have said to me was very simple, Jason. Obama loves you. He thinks you're brilliant. Mm-hmm. Something, just lie, or just whatever. We're all very big fans. Some just huge lie. We would love to let you, as a thank you, interview Obama about technology.
Ooh.
Or
let's get him on the show.
We're gonna have a technology dinner at the White House, which they did already, they didn't invite me.
He's in town.
Well, they never invited me to that. So they just said, hey, you want to come to this technology roundtable? We'll invite you to the next technology roundtable. They didn't do that. Oh, would you like to take a picture with the president? No, they didn't do that. Would you like to go to the inauguration?
Yeah.
Like, the inauguration tickets are hard to come by. They must cost like a grand or two or something. Yeah. I don't know what they go for on
the day. I think you should get back in touch with them and say, we have our 100th episode of This Week at Startups coming up.
No,
if Obama
I'm giving
will
them
be the
nothing.
Guest.
I will give the Democrats nothing. And I'll tell you why I'm not going
to get Obama.
You're going to sell it to the Republicans.
I'm giving it to Glenn Beck. All right? That's number one. If I don't, I'm going to have a list of demands, and this is going to Glenn Beck. I'm going to give Bill O'Reilly at Democrats.
If you get at lunatics, you give that one.
Absolutely. Give that
that one he can
use. But, I mean, anyway, until Obama, you know, does a better job, I'm holding it ransom. Consider that, okay?
Fair enough.